Well, at my age, you have Sputnik moments all the time. I'd like to stop having them, frankly, Just got to let go after a while. I still have lucky strike moments. For the taste of your life, light up a lucky strike. Relax. It's light up time. So, the State of the Union turns out to be gas. Better than liquid, I guess. Solid would be nice. President Obama says the economy is recovered, so if you're broke, it's your own damn fault. Corporate profits are way up. Hey, isn't that what started this mess in the first place? Or was that Sputnik? I keep having these duck and cover moments, too, come to think of it. As I still have those. And the grab your ankles and kiss your ma goodbye moments, those. Things are going so good that Madoff should soon be out in good behavior. The bad news is the deficit is $1.5 trillion and change. The good news is I saved a bunch on my car insurance. In other news, the president's race to the top has already lost more than 1 million pounds. The crisis panel says the economic meltdown was my fault. Wife's on the panel. Social Security funds won't be drained until 2037, so we should be all right. Arab states take their minds off Israel. Keith Olbermann pushes jobless report higher. And they discovered that the man on the median with the snarly voice was actually Keith Olbermann, so he's getting a new break out there. Meanwhile, Rachel Maddow has strapped on Olbermann's frames and manned up. Pardon me. Rahm Emanuel is on the ballot in Tunisia. The Chicago board declares Jay Cutler a non-resident. On the State of the Union charts, it's Bachman Palin Overdrive. Wisconsin's little Paulie Ryan did the reply for the State of the Union for the student council. I thought it was very nice job. And quick, because he had to be back to class. Oprah discovers conjoined half-sister. Of 10 billion Apple apps, 37 are currently in use. That's the best one being that beer-pouring one that Aubrey has. iPad will add iWallet for ease of iHand. Steve Jobs is on iHeart and iLung. The teen girl says she didn't know Berlusconi was 74. Jack LaLanne to be juiced. Lane. Jack LaLanne to be juiced. That's what he wanted. He's very specific about that. One-third of Zimbabwe's registered voters are dead. The other two-thirds live in Chicago. Skins is Glee with pants down. That's my review. I just thought I'd throw that in. Jimmy Buffett finally gets off the stage. Mayor Bloomberg is at the door, wants to know if he can shovel. The color-coded terror alert system to be replaced with a yo alert system. It goes from yo to yo, yo, yo. Olive Pitt sues Dennis Kucinich and wins. In the only good news this week, a blind orangutan gives birth to twins in Indonesia. Taco Bell, 36% taco, 64% Bell. Pope says Catholics may Facebook, but only for prevention of disease. A gallon of gas downsized to keep prices steady. $3 a quart seems a little pricey, but I don't know. After the catapult failure, smugglers go to Trojan Pinata at the Mexican border. Giants, a giant Trojan Pinata. We don't want to know how Charlie Sheen got the hernia, do we? Record levels of stress in college freshmen, particularly those in the class of 70. That's 1970, kids. And in the Super Bowl, Packers, 2.5 beer favorites over Steelers. That's all the news that is, and thank you and so much.